Hi, this is Steve Wickett's Jello Underline Tribute, and I am contributing to the VI Talk channel, responding to the apps we use or sat navs we use to get around. So apps on my iPhone, there's only three. There's the Google Maps, and that's free to purchase. iMove, and that used to be free, and I guess it's still free, but if it's not, it's very cheap. iMove, that's I-M-O-V-E. And Blind Square. I do have iWay on my phone. I paid £10 for that, never use it. And I have Navigon on my phone, paid £30 for that, and never use it. So I use Google Maps, which is free, because I find that is very, very good, and it's easier to use than the others. iMove, for those of you that don't know what that is, it's very much like Blind Square. You simply have categories at the bottom, such as restaurants, shops, you know, it might have takeaways, or it might have clubs, casinos, all that kind of thing. You tap on it and it tells you all of the ones in your area and how far away they are from where you are situated. So it's very straightforward, very much like Blind Square. Blind Square does have that clock position thing going on. Now, those of you that's not used it, it will say, for example, Boots the Chemist, which is a chemist in the UK, it will say Boots the Chemist at 11 o'clock. And then, obviously, you head in that 11 o'clock position and hopefully you will find the door. Very rarely will you, but especially if you're totally blind. But it gives you an idea that you're in the vicinity, so at least you can turn around and ask someone, like, can you please show me the door to Boots the Chemist and that kind of thing. If you've got a tiny bit of sight, Blind Square is good, because those of us that had sight then started to lose sight. At one point I could read shop signs clearly, so I still would have used Blind Square, I think, in the background quietly, saying Boots the Chemist at 11 o'clock, and I could have looked up and thought, oh, yeah, there it is. Because I had tunnel vision, so it would have been very helpful. I still have tunnel vision, I just can't see at the end of the tunnel. But now, as my eyesight was failing, I would have recognised Boots the Chemist almost like a pattern. So I would have recognised it like I was looking at a logo, because the writing, for those of you who've never seen it, it's a very unusual writing they've used for Boots the Chemist. It's very obvious, even sighted people, before they could possibly read the words, they would know they were heading towards Boots the Chemist. I believe it was white words on a blue background, if my memory serves me correctly. It's been over 20 years, but if you've got a tiny bit of sight, again, Boots the Chemist at 11 o'clock, you could look up and think, yes, that looks like Boots the Chemist sign to me, that looks like the logo, and then you could just, you know, find the door. So Blind Square is very good, but iMove does something similar. It does tell you that Boots the Chemist is there, it just doesn't tell you at the 11 o'clock position. And to be fair, because the technology within these phones, like the Android and iPhones, isn't really quite good enough to do great service as regards as GPS, you're always going to be slightly off. So for example, if I hold down the home key on my phone now and said, where am I? My phone would actually give you the address of the house that's opposite me on the other side of the road. Now, I have been in cars, and only on two occasions as the sat nav said destination on the left, when in fact the destination has been on the right. So the hardware is slightly better. Now, if that applies to the Tracker Breeze, I don't know, but it certainly applies to sat navs in cars. They are slightly more accurate than what we're getting on these phones. But the phone, without it, I've been lost before. I was walking the one day, and mind not quite on the job, just sort of just enjoying the day. And then I thought, oh my God, I don't know what road I'm on. I simply pressed the home key on my iPhone, said, where am I? Told me the road. And because I know this area well, I knew exactly where I was then. And then if I hadn't have known the area well, I could at least have used Google Maps and got myself back to three doors away, and, you know, or across the road. And I know the difference between my garden and their garden. I didn't, but I do now. No, I always did. I'll speak to you soon.